Hey there, welcome back to Tacos and Tattoos. Today is officially Independence Day here in Mexico. It's really strange to have these like different holidays from the US because when everybody was celebrating Labor Day, it was just like a normal day here. And when I would talk to friends and family and clients back in the US, they'd be like, "What are you talking about? It's Labor Day, we're not doing anything." And I'd be like, oh yeah, you know, it's like there's this whole collective feel and attitude when there's a holiday, and you just don't, it doesn't follow you. Like, if as an American, when there's a holiday back in the States, you don't feel it when you're in another country. But when you're back in the States, you're like, everybody's talking about, there's signs everywhere closed for Labor Day, like there's just this collective energy. But here, because it's Independence Day, there's this collective energy of a lot of national pride. Like, there's, I took Katrine for a walk, and there was like all the kids going to school, but they were all dressed up in like traditional Mexican attire, like with the hand embroidery, like the fluffy skirts, like the hair was all done in the braids. Like, it was really cute. And they've really decorated the walkway along the playa with all sorts of like decorations. Like, it's really beautiful and really cool. So I don't really know what I'm doing tonight for celebrating, but I'm sure I'll find something to do. But with that, let's get started. I wanted to share with you guys a cute little a cute aha moment that one of my clients had last week. I think these ahas are like the most important thing I can share with you guys on this podcast, because when one person has an aha, it often ignites another aha in another person. So sharing these stories, I think, is a really cool thing. So I've been working with this specific client for about 4 or 5 months now. And she had been in a 5-year relationship with a narcissist, very similar to my story. So it's been really cool to see her transform through all this. And she has been part of the program that I run, is that the first 30 to 60 days we work on a lot of backstory stuff, and then we actually start dating. And so she's been in the dating process, and she's started dating several people. And the first guy was like totally love bombed her, was like, oh, he was like a dream come true type of guy. He had money. He didn't live too far away. He even on one of the first nights offered to send an Uber for her and, well, to come pick her up and then Uber her back home if they ended up drinking and he couldn't drive her home. And he made her dinner. He took her on his boat. And then all of a sudden, after he went on this business trip, things literally just died. And so then she started dating this other guy, and she really liked him. He's super funny. She kind of got used to seeing him often and talking to him often. And then she found herself feeling a little burnt out, because there was one instance where she went to a brewery with him, and they had found some seats. It was like this big outdoor area, and they found some seats in the shade, and they had finished their beers, and she was like, oh, okay, well, we're gonna lose our seats if we both go for the beers. And so she was kind of hoping that he would say, okay, I'll go for them. And she sat there in awkward silence, and then she's like, okay, well, I can go for them if you want. And he's like, that would be great. And he let her go for the beers. Oh my God, can you believe that? And so she noticed it, and then Labor Day weekend came up, and he didn't make any efforts to see her at all. And she finally was like, hey, it would have been nice to see you. And he was like, yeah, it's too bad you live so far away. And she's like, well, we could have met halfway or something, you know? And also, if you really like a girl, you're gonna go like through all the heights. Like, don't you guys remember when, as teenagers, the guys would like literally climb through your window, they'd sneak out, like do whatever to be able to see you? And now these guys just have like lost all of their like inner boy has become so wounded that they've forgotten like their true essence. And so as she's telling me all this stuff, I was like, do you think that you're still settling and attracting, like attracting and settling for these same kinds of guys? And she's like, yeah, they're lazy guys. And I thought it was so cute when she said that. I was like, yeah, you're right. You are allowing these lazy guys to consume your energy and time. And you're so amazing. Like, why are you doing that? And she's like, well, I think there's just a lot of them out there. And I was like, you're right. There is, especially in her age bracket, which I think is, she's dating 50 to 65, 60 years old, which I told her, I'm like, you should date a little younger than that, but she's in her 50s. But she looks so good, and she's so beautiful for her, for being in her 50s. Although I hate when people say that, like, oh, for being your age, whatever. But she looks really good. And I was like, you should start dating younger after all these things. But she realized that she was just entertaining these guys because of some past inner child stuff. And so she's working through that. But I asked her, because I was like, okay, well, what are you going to do now that you feel like this is another lazy guy? And she was like, well, I think I'm just going to let it fizzle out. And I was like, okay, well, what is the most empowering thing you can do right now? And she's like, well, I don't know, just withdraw my energy. I'm like, yes, that's part of it. But what if you actually used your voice to tell him and the universe that you aren't settling for this anymore? What if you actually told him, hey, it hurts me that you didn't make an effort to see me this weekend? And so she did. And she was like, oh, it was so scary and I felt so bad, but it felt so good at the same time. Because, like most women, she's not used to actually speaking up for herself. And so it's part of the exercise. Like, speak up for yourself. Like, say your truth. And in that, he responded, well, you know, if two people love each other enough and they really want to make it work, they make it work. And I was like, girl, that's just something you say. Like, he didn't make a plan. He didn't say, how about this? Hey, I'm sorry about that. He didn't own anything. He's just like, well, you know, if two people want, they'll make it happen. And I think a lot of women fall into that. They fall into, oh, yeah, he's right. Like, if we want to make... So then as a woman, we'll be like, okay, we're going to try harder and we're going to do more shit and we're going to make this happen and we're going to, like, be amazing and show up better to the relationship. And we do our part and he never intended on doing his part. And so we throw ourselves into it without reciprocation. Reciprocation is the most important word here, is that you can put as much energy into the relationship as he's putting into the relationship. Otherwise, it ends up feeling unbalanced and you end up being in your masculine energy way too much. So the big aha here is that you get to choose. And if you're choosing to give your energy to lazy guys, and of course, sometimes it's hard to tell if he's a lazy guy in the beginning. You have to test him out. So once you test them out and you see after a few weeks, or I think it was a month or so that she was dating this guy, that he's a lazy guy, then you have to decide and be strong enough to walk away from a relationship. And part of having insecure attachment styles, especially an anxious attachment style, it can be really hard to walk away. So you also have to put these things into practice where it's like, okay, I'm okay not having this relationship. I'm going to open up my universe, my little universe bubble around me, I'm going to open up space for a guy that's more aligned, that's not going to make me feel this way, not going to make me feel like I have to beg to see him and be a second priority to him. So I hope that story was valuable to you. Thank you so much for listening. And by the time you hear this, I'm going to be on my way to Funnel Hacking Live in Florida, because I'm always learning and improving myself to be a better coach and a better business manager, podcast manager, all the things, so I can continue to serve the women that need me the most, because I want to be that person out there saying the things that I need to have heard when I was going through all of my horrible relationships, all of the abuse that I went through, and shine a light on these things so you know that you're not crazy, that it's not you, that you are amazing, that you are worthy of somebody who treats you like a fucking queen and gives you the princess treatment and is romantic and all the things you want. So much love, and I will talk to you in the next episode. you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.